This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. This is Baseball Outside the Box with Peter Caliendo. Innovative thoughts from baseball's best coaching minds from around the world. Brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. Now your host, former USA Baseball National Team Coach, Peter Caliendo.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Baseball Outside the Box. This is a special edition. I am your host, Pete Caliendo. Hey, thanks for joining us. We are thrilled that you will be listening to our interview today with a great, great friend of mine, a mentor for over 50-plus years, and one of the most inspirational individuals that I have ever been able to call a great friend. His name is Len DeForte from Glen Ellyn, Illinois. He's currently living in a convalescent home in Wheaton, Illinois, 94 years old, and he still mentors people in that home currently. He is an incredible person. Wanted you to listen to our interview because I believe this can be very inspirational for many people in the game of baseball, but just also in the game of life. Len DeForte, he has helped so many people. He's helped coaches, players, and parents at the youth level, where he also was president of the Glen Ellyn Baseball for many years. That's where I met him. You'll hear that in the interview. And not to mention, he started the Illinois Summer Collegiate Baseball League, a wooden bat league, which currently still operates. He has helped so many coaches. You'll hear a few of them, including myself, when I didn't have any credentials, any experience. He allowed me to coach on his summer collegiate team and gave me some great, great experience, and was always there being positive, telling me I can do it, and he's done that for so many people. So you're going to hear in the interview some of the things that's made him successful, that he believes in, that he believes that people should follow, things like a routine that he has that can help, also how to deal with failure, not only as a player, as a coach, or as an individual in life. Again, I mentioned all the great opportunity he's given people. He believes in giving young people opportunities, and he thinks we all should be doing the same thing. And we're going to also hear Len talk about his faith in God and why he has faith in God and believes in him. So sit back and listen to this electrifying show. You will be inspired for sure. Welcome, everybody, to Baseball Outside the Box. This is your host, Pete Caliendo. We have a special guest today. I'm so excited. He has been a good friend of mine since I can remember maybe 17, 18 years old, a mentor, one of the most positive people that I've ever been around. He has done so much for the game. I know a lot of people listening to the show here in the Chicagoland area, at least, are definitely going to know him. He has done so much for baseball, whether it was pony baseball, whether it was baseball in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, you name it, over 50 years in the game. He's given so much to the game. He's helped so many kids and players. The reason I wanted you to listen to this interview is because you're going to know why he was so great for the game. I get a chance today to spend some time with my good friend and mentor, Len DeForte. So first thing I want to do is just say hi to Lenny and welcome to Baseball Outside the Box. Len, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. I feel great for a 94-year-old guy. I'm doing well.
You know, folks, you heard that, 94 years old, and he still mentors me. I mean, I can't tell you, if I had his mental positive thinking, I don't know where I would be, because he is so positive. He's 94 years old, going strong. Every time I come here to visit him, he's always talking about his faith. He's talking about, you know, how to deal with failure. He's talking about all kinds of things. So one of the things I wanted to start off, Len, I want the audience to know, you know, you're 94 years old. You've dealt with failures your life. You've dealt with successes. Tell us, what do you think is, you know, for a lot of young players out there, kids or anybody that's out there, you know, when they're failing in things, what gets them out of it? What keeps them positive? What kept you positive? What were routines that maybe you did?
You have to accept failure. Failure is a learning experience. You learn by your mistakes. You never give up. You set yourself, you got to believe in yourself. You got to believe in yourself and your creator, because if you believe, you will achieve. But you got to believe you can do it. Don't think negative. Always think positive. And as I said before, accept failure. You never give up. You always keep on going. If you're knocked down, keep on going. Set yourself a goal and shoot for that goal.
You know, speaking about goals, you even talk about it all the time. You got goals for yourself. At 94 years old, every day you do something that I think is amazing. You tell yourself things because you believe the mind is so strong. And I love our audience to really know this, because not only does it help individuals, but it's going to help people in sports and any way of life.
Well, our subconscious mind controls our conscience. 90% of our subconscious mind controls our actions. So by putting positive thoughts in your subconscious mind, it's going to make you successful. You have to believe that you can do it. And how do you do that? God has given us a built-in computer, which is our brain. And it's up to us to trigger all the brain cells that we have that we don't use. And how do you use that? It's by your mind. Your mind is being the mouse. You trigger your brain by talking to it. You tell your brain what to do. A case in point is, remember this statement: a thought becomes a thing. Whatever your thought is, it's the action you take on the thought that you have. It's either going to be positive or negative. It's all up to you to execute that thought. Bearing that in mind, a case in point is, if you tell yourself, I'm sick, you're sick, because you're telling your mind you're sick. You're not sick until you have a high temperature. It's all up to you. It's a mindset. It's what you call mind over matter. It's up to you to program your brain to make it do things that we really don't use. God has given us our opportunity to make those choices. It's all up to us. That's why you're always going to think positive. Remember this statement: positive thoughts creates positive action. It's all up to you as to what you want to make of yourself. And you're always going to surround yourself with positive thinking people.
You know, Len, something you told me just not too long ago while we're sitting here, you mentioned that every morning you wake up, you tell yourself that how good things are going to be. And explain that to our audience, because I think that's very important also.
Well, the most important thing is when you wake up in the morning, you got to tell yourself, I am well, I am well, I am well. Next thing you tell yourself, I am strong. I am bold, I am positive. You're reinforcing your thoughts and your mind. And as I said before, a thought becomes a thing. If you tell yourself you're well, you're well. Remember that. It's all up to you what you want to make of it. It's all a mind over matter. A case in point is, since I've been involved in baseball, how many times have you heard a ball player say, a lefty's pitching, I can't hit him. Well, he's not going to hit the ball because his brain is telling him he can't hit him. It's all mind over matter. When you go up to the plate, you're going to tell yourself, I got to hit that ball. And remember this, if you strike out, you find out why you struck out. Failure is a learning experience. You're going to fail in life at times, but you never give up.
Len, now, you had a lot of players, whether it be collegiate players, you've had players of all levels. You've seen it all. You supported a lot of these players. They were like kids to you. Explain to the audience some of the failures that, whether it be pitching or hitting, or sometimes that they went through, and some of the things that you told them to try to help them at times.
Well, you know, when I found out that the players from the age of 18 to 22 needed some direction. So what we did, we formed a league, at that time back in 1978 called the Thoroughbred League. And the idea was to have these college players that come home during the summer to play in a good competitive league. We started that back in 78. And then from that point on, then we changed it to the Metropolitan Collegiate Summer Baseball League of Illinois, which is still in existence. And the reason for it is to break in some of these coaches that want to become coaches. And I gave them the opportunity to coach the programs. And to mention a few names, Pete Caliendo, Kim Johnson, Tony Dello, I can go on and on. Frank Domenico, here's a case in point is Frank Domenico never played a day of baseball in his life, but we gave him the opportunity to break in baseball, and he ended up being the head coach in a D1 school. And he did it all on his own. I gave him the opportunity to get the experience. Tony Dello the same way. Look at how far he's gone. Kim Johnson, look at how far he's gone. Pete Caliendo, look how far he's gone. I feel proud of every coach that I gave the opportunity to. And the reason for it is I wanted them to go out there and we're going to make mistakes what they learn. I wanted them to get that self-confidence to believe in themselves. They had a dream, and they pursued their passion, which was baseball.
And you did tell me, Len, here's what was interesting, you know, and I could be a testament to you always being positive, you putting coaches that sometimes didn't have the experience but gave them the experience. But one thing you told me was with even your own kids, a lot of times between the ages of 1 to 6, you supported them, you gave them always positive comments, and then after that, they went on their own.
Well, it's a fact. See, God has given us all the tools to be what we want to be and become what we want to become. But anyways, when a child is born from it's born until 6 years old, that's the foundation of what they're going to be for the rest of their lives. So what are you going to do when you have a child at that age? You give them all positive thoughts. You praise them. You keep telling them they're the smartest people in the world, that they can do anything they want to do. They're going to be great. Everything positive, because positive thoughts will create positive action in their lifetime. That's the basis of their life. That's the foundation of their life. Whatever happens during those first 6 years is very critical. You have to build the self-confidence to believe in themselves. And how you do that is you keep praising them. Tell them how wonderful they are, that they love themselves, that mommy loves them, daddy loves you, we all love you. And try to teach him to be good.
You know, that's a great advice, not only for baseball coaches, but parents. I mean, great advice to everybody, because those 1 to 6 year old years seem to be the years where kids really pick things up. And, you know, if they hear a lot of positive things, that just sounds tremendous. Now, Len, you told me that you have a routine also that you follow. You have a philosophy, certain things that you follow that's allowed you to, you know, do the things you do, believe in what you believe. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the thing is, you know, the Christian way of doing things is I'm a born a Christian. I believe in this philosophy. And if we do this, the world won't have any wars. Number one, you got to be kind. Be kind to the kind and be kind to the kindless. Number two, show compassion. Treat the individual as to who they are and what they are. Try to give them respect. Try to understand them. Number three, show that you care for them. Number four, be given of yourself, not only monetarily, but give yourself, be it as a mentor or volunteer your services, but you're going to be giving. If you do that, this world will have no wars.
And now, as we continue the show, you could imagine what great stuff is coming from. This is a great mentor of mine, great friend, Lenda Forte, who's been in the game over 50-plus years, longer than that. He's helped so many youngsters, you know, not only in baseball, but in life in general. Len, we're, you know, I want to leave this open a little bit. Tell the audience anything you'd like to talk to them about, your belief system, or anything we missed that you really just want to want people to know anywhere around the world, because this show goes all over the world.
You got to believe in yourself and your creator. If you believe, you will achieve. But you got to believe you can do it. You got to believe in yourself. Be strong. And as I said, show compassion. Live and let live. People all over the world have different religions, and you got to understand their feelings. Let them live the way they want to live, as long as they're not out there hurting anybody. And remember that this, treat people the golden rule. Treat people the way you want to be treated. If you do that, you'll be okay. And remember this, if at times you feel that you have hurt somebody, live up to it. Tell them that you love them. You're sorry that I hurt you, and please forgive me, and then you thank him. If you do that, we will have a happy world.
That's it. Outstanding. And Len, I gotta ask you this too, because you know you've got some great things that you tell people. You mentioned you have goals. And I want just mention a little bit about goals, how important they are, because if you have goals at 94 years old and you've accomplished what you have up till now, what should other people be doing? You know, why are goals so important?
Goals are very important. See, I have formulated a formula, 7 steps to success. Number one, you got to love yourself. God has given you all the tools to be what you want to be and become what you want to become. Number two, who am I? Find out who you are, and how you find that out is what makes you happy, what makes you sad, what's my purpose in life. Find that out, who you are. Number three, where is your strength? Are you a good athlete? Is it in medical field? Is it in any other field? Once you find out your strength, you improve on your strength. You go to college or you got to go to trade school or whatever. And then number five, you got to set yourself a goal. What do you want to achieve in life? Number six, believe in yourself and your creator. Because if you believe, you will achieve. But it's all up to you to believe in yourself. And number seven, you work hard to achieve your goals. And remember, when you're trying to achieve your goals, if there's a setback, you never give up until you achieve your goal.
Unbelievable. Folks, 94 years old, Lenda Forte from Glen Ellyn, Illinois, one of my mentors for many years. And I got to tell you a quick story. If it wasn't for Len, you know, I worked for Mickey Owen Baseball School. I was going to Oak Park, Illinois, actually Glen Ellyn, Illinois, and I was trying to set up as a 20-year-old a baseball school in the community, and that's when I first met Len. He gave me that opportunity, and not only did he give me the opportunity, but he believed in me and gave me more opportunities when I didn't have the experience. All that just kept following more and more, and things just kept going. Len also, I have to say, was, you know, we at our wedding walked up my wife, Beverly, to the altar, the baseball altar, because it was at a baseball facility, the Schaumburg Flyers facility. So he's always been around. Even today at 94 years old, still calls me and leaves me a message. Len, first of all, I want to thank you for being on the show. This was extremely inspirational. I think this podcast is going to do well because of the fact that it's going to help people in all realms, not just in baseball, but in life. But if there's any last-minute words, anything you want to talk about, let's close it off with that, whatever you want to say.
Well, all I have to say is that find out who you are. And please give it yourself. I don't care what you do, but be either a mentor or be a volunteer to give it yourself. You're always going to give it yourself because you'll get paid in return. God will take care of you. Remember this statement. God does not control you. He guides you. He guides you. Remember that. God is always with you. He always loves you. And Jesus Christ is your Savior. He forgives you for your sin because we all are sinners. But he still loves you and he forgives you.
All right, folks, you heard it from Len DeForte. We want to thank you for joining us on this episode, a special one, a special edition for my good friend and mentor, Len DeForte. I've spent a lot of time here with him. We're visiting, talking about different things. I wanted you to hear this because it was so important, so critical, so impactful for people's lives, even though, it's a coaching, player, parent podcast, education. If you didn't get education from this, I'm not sure where else you'd get it from. So again, thanks for joining Baseball Outside the Box. Don't forget, go to our Twitter at Baseball Out. Check out our Facebook, Baseball Outside the Box. Follow us, forward it, go to Stitcher and iTunes, join the show, let other people know about it. The more you get us out on social media, it just helps the show. If you can go to iTunes and Stitcher and give us a rating, that's great. But tell, on that rating, say something, what you think about the show. That really gets the show out. So again, thank you, everybody. This is Pete Caliendo with Len DeForte. This is Baseball Outside the Box. I'm your host, and we will see you on the next show.
This has been Baseball Outside the Box with Peter Caliendo. Listen online at baseballoutsidethebox.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter. Get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm. This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.